I used him as one of my references for my VS job, which I interpreted being Victoria's Secret. And the lady called me back and told me that William Tucker gave me such an outstanding reference that she did not need to call anyone else back. He got me the job, just like that. He made me sound so fucking good, so fucking great. I lied and said that he was the old store manager for Hollister. She bought it. There's a notation, STR-8. I'm not exactly sure what that makes reference to. No complaints from me. Okay, well, I got to go smoke some resin, considering I have a limited supply of Mary J. and have to conserve. I miss everyone back home. I love you guys. Don't forget about me.
In Exhibit D, does she make references to being famous?
There is, yes, she would like to be famous or known to be famous.
And how does she indicate she would like to be famous?
There is a notation on one of her blogs that she says she would like to meet Bill Clinton this week because someone, and this is in quotes now, someone could be so famous for sucking his dick, that's how famous I could be, end of quotes.
Okay, and then there's a lot of other stuff where she talks about excessive use of marijuana.
Referred to as weed, yes.
Okay. And pictures on her website of her smoking weed and drinking beer.
That's correct.
Holding a bong-type pipe.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Roth? Yes, sir.
When you refer to doing drugs, does that mean smoking dope? I mean, what does that mean, drinking? I don't, you know, is it encompass?
My interpretation of that either be smoking marijuana or doing hard drugs, cocaine or something like that. If it was drinking, I would refer to it as drinking alcohol. But when they refer to doing drugs, it's either smoking marijuana or taking hard drugs such as cocaine or something.
Thank you, sir.
Do you know what smoking resin is?
I have not heard that resin used before. That's something new to me.
Okay. Other questions? Yes, ma'am.
What was the date when she was talking about being famous? Do you know?
Exhibit D.
Yeah, I'm going through that exhibit now to find the exact location.
On the first page, the login date, 11. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
The one girl who had moved to Georgia, you mentioned that she had run away or was missing several times. Was that while she was here or after she moved to Georgia that she started being, she was missing her parents?
That was in both Georgia and in Florida.
You typically find that teenagers that have MySpaces tend to tell the truth on their websites, or tend to try to sound adventurous, or is there accuracy to their statements?
This would be a personal observation on my part, and I would say no. I would think it would be more that it wasn't the truth. And that's just my personal observation. I have no data to support that or not. That's just a personal observation. Yes, sir.
Are there any kind of school reports, psychological reports, arrest records that would, indicate behavior like this from this girl from her early age?
Those are the only police reports that I have, is the ones from Georgia and the ones from Florida. If there's others, I haven't been made available to those. In the psychological report, I wouldn't.
The report, Palm Beach County Sheriff's report on Exhibit C,